And welcome back to the Barely Professional podcast. We have a slightly different episode today. My guest is Megan, a design engineer from Imperial, someone I've known for a very long time. It's actually one of my oldest friends. Stay tuned to hear our thoughts on university during COVID times and also about how we stay sane. Basically, we both did the same GCSEs, and then you did A-levels. So why did you choose to do A-levels?
Mainly because I already knew I wanted to do engineering, and the maths that you have to do for IB is much harder than A-level maths. So I decided to take the easier road and do A-levels. That was basically why I moved, yeah.
That was a good decision because I'm not going to lie, the IB was hands down the worst 2 years of my life.
Yeah, but then I know a few people at uni as well who did IB, and I feel like it does prepare you well for university. Like university seems easier and you're more on your game.
Like basically the whole of IB maths has taken me up to third year maths. So I haven't learned anything new in my maths modules until this year. Which is good in some ways because then you can focus on the other stuff. But also, I feel like there wasn't a reason to do six subjects. Like, I don't think anyone appreciates how much work that was. I spent my whole life explaining to people what the IB is. Like, in interviews, stuff like, so what is that? What did you actually do?
Like, I think it's not appreciated enough yet.
Yeah.
Compared to... But everyone knows what A-levels are and they know if you did A-level physics, what you did.
But yeah.
Nobody appreciates that you did six subjects and then the extended essay and theory of
knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
one.
Community action and service, which was obviously very necessary. But it's all good. So what do you do at uni? I know what you do, obviously, but people listening don't know.
I do design engineering.
What is design engineering?
That is a tricky question. It's a more general type of engineering. So I do a lot of computing, electronics, a bit of mechanical, but then you also have big design projects. That's basically what design engineering is. And I chose that because I didn't know the particular type of engineering that I wanted to do. And I also knew I wanted it to be more creative.
Yeah. Because you have you get briefs and you have to just like make it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. That's cool. Because I feel like mine's quite structured in that like we do our modules and we have our one project over the year, but that's like your only thing. And that's based off of your module. So I don't like, no one ever goes, here's a brief, like you make something. It's like make a plane, these are your specifications, like these are the steps that you learn in your modules. It's like a different approach.
Yeah, ours is very open and we have a lot of group work. So at the moment I've got four group projects going.
You have the same
no
with different people for each one.
Mm-hmm. So it's very hard for online working because
I
think especially last week it was just like I was in and out of different meetings with different people and I was just so confused about what was going on.
Online working is definitely so much harder because we're trying to do our final project and even though I got to pick my group and I picked people that I was friends with, so obviously people I would talk to anyway, trying to do stuff online and trying to find times that everyone's free and like actually access everything at the same time, so much harder than I thought it was gonna be.
I found that especially last week everyone seemed to be more on it and more wanting to have more meetings compared to like in-person group projects. So in person you probably see each other for a meeting once a week and even then you kind of like flit in and out of the engineering conversation, but now you're sitting and it's just I don't know, you have to be on your ball the whole time, and everyone wants more meetings just because there's more time available.
I feel like it helps because you can just sit in your room basically and do them. Like, you're not traveling into uni, you're not like distracted by going places and doing stuff.
Yeah, I quite, which is good. I think it's better for me. It's definitely better for me. I'm easily distracted. So me being able to not having lots of people in the room distracting me is actually quite good.
I have a house with people. Like, at some points that's worse because they don't have anywhere near as much work as I have to do. Mm. So I can hear them like running around the house. Like, I want to go kick the football downstairs, or like watch TV, or watch Twilight for the third time this week. But no.
I think that's what's different about Imperial as well, because it's all STEM. So everybody's kind of in the same boat. Everyone has as much work, even though everyone says that biology and my degree is a fake degree. Everyone still has the same amount of work.
I love that fake degree Imperial. Here, like, ancient history or something like that is a fake degree.
Yeah.
I feel like that uni is very different. Uni atmosphere, though. To hear, because basically everyone that lives in Lenton is a student, so the town is basically catered for student living rather than it being like a working environment where people have real jobs and like actually do stuff.
Yeah, it is different being in London, but I think I quite liked it because it's more independence. That's how I saw it at the time anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I have quite liked it. At first, I was not sure because where we grew up is quite, I don't know, especially where I am, it's like middle of nowhere. I'm so different.
I feel like part one of the things that put me off was that it was so close to home. So I was like, I feel like if I go to London, I'll want to come back more just because I'm there. Mm. Whereas now it's a 2.5 hour drive if I want to go home. So I've got to really want to go home. So I felt like I'm more independent. I really am. Like, I'm by myself. There's no backup plan. If I run out of food, I run out of food. That's
I love it how that's your emergency situation.
That is an emergency situation. If I run out of food, I'm one grumpy human being. Okay. So what do that's not engineering, like extracurricular, to stay sane?
So at university, I play women's rugby, yeah, which is really fun. I'm vice captain at the moment. And the good thing is, especially this year, is it's the most normal thing that I'm able to do. Yeah, we're not allowed to play contact rugby, but it's really nice being able to go outside of the flat and actually like see people. I'm always, like all through school, I'd always have a million extracurricular activities going on. Just to keep me sane.
Netball has basically kept me sane this year. Because having like a group of people that you don't live with, I guess for you, like you go there on your course or like they do similar subjects. But for me, it's like people that do different things. It's nice just to be able to go out of the house and like have something that is so completely different from engineering and not have to think about it at all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think that's really necessary.
I've almost found it easier actually this year, not because I don't see anybody from my course really anymore. Now we're in high tier. So not having the stress of how much everybody else is doing and just focusing on yourself is actually a lot easier.
Yeah, I do think that's good because you can't go in, you can't, like, you're not in the room, you can't see like how many people are at the lecture, you can't see like, you can't have that conversation like, oh, have you done revision for this? Or you, oh, I have a question for you. If you could tell your like year 11 self some advice, what would it be?
Just have more confidence. Like, I think I was always so worried that everybody else was smarter or everyone else had more of a clue of what was going on. I never like sat down and thought, actually, no, just like, I don't know, just channel like boss bitch energy and just, yeah, like, I feel like I just never, like, thought that I could do what, I don't know. I never thought I could do exams well or do anything well. And I just kind of needed to like have confidence.
I think it partly was toxic. So everyone was so like on it and so needed to get an A star. Otherwise you'd done terribly. Like, the whole environment was high pressure. But like, yeah, I'm not surprised you felt like you couldn't do it. I remember people crying when they got a B in their Latin mock. And I was just like, at no other school would anyone have cried because they got a B like 3 months after when you had plenty of time to revise.
Yeah, I think that was, it was a weird environment, but I'm quite glad that I didn't suck it in too much. Like, I know that I'm a late bloomer when it comes to learning. So when, like GCSEs, like when we first started the courses, I was getting D's through all the progress tests. I just would not know what was going on. But then it's always okay in the end. Yeah, so that's the way that I always thought about it. And I never got upset about bad grades because I was like, oh, it will be okay.
I guess in some ways I'm kind of glad because, like, after that, nothing else has ever seemed so, like, high pressure. Like, I think I'm often my own worst critic, so I'm like, oh, I, like, need to get this. When everyone else around me is like, no, like, I'm quite happy just cruising along. Fine. And I'm always saying, like, I'm doing this, I have to be doing like that, I have to be doing something else.
Maybe it's Togs that did that to us then. I don't know. I think it is good because being with a lot of high performing people does bring you up as well. It depends what sort of person you are, obviously. But I felt like it was good for me because if you're with people of that level, you're going to drag yourself up to become as high as them. So I think that was the good thing about it. And yes, it was stressful, but we got through it.
We're on the other side. No, I think I do see the difference now because I think a lot of people on my course almost, because it's not as hard as Imperial, I think like people got in and they're like, oh, like we're here, it's fine. And you see sort of two sides where like one set of people really work their butts off to get good grades and to like get those really high marks. And then there's like another group of people who obviously naturally clever, otherwise they wouldn't be on the course. So they just like, they can do the bare minimum and will get by and like they're happy with that. I think that was a real like shock to me because I was so used to everyone wanting to work so hard and like get that. That like when you see people that are just happy doing what, like doing the bare minimum, I'm always like, oh, like, that's weird.
Yeah, no, you totally get that here as well. There's definitely a split between people who are actually, I think it's like the difference between people who are actually passionate about what they're doing and people who just want a university degree. I think that's the main split that I've found at uni, where the people who are actually passionate, they'll work hard because they want to, because they love the subject. But then there's that other side where of people that are like, oh, if I do the bare minimum, I'll be able to get this grade. And fair enough if you just want a degree.
I think it is really important to choose a subject that you actually like, because I couldn't imagine spending the hours I spend working for something that I don't actually find interesting. Like the whole way through I've picked like the things I genuinely am interested in. And yeah, I might want to cry at the end of the day when I've spent like 10 hours on a maths question, but like I know that I do still enjoy it, and when I get it right, I do like, I feel like I've actually achieved something. But I can't, I think there are so many people do it for like because it's a degree or because they're good at maths or physics and they're like, oh, well, I'll do engineering.
I think that's why it's quite scary doing a degree, like an applied degree rather than a degree on a subject that you joined during A-level or IB. It's quite a bold move because I have no clue. Like, we've done engineering weeks together and I've had a bit of experience.
Yeah, it's not the same. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I did. I think those engineering weeks, A, they were really good fun, and we met loads of people that wanted to do similar things. But also, it gave you a bit of an understanding of what a uni lecture was like. But it is nowhere near as intense as doing it 24/7 for 4 or 5 years of your life.
Yeah, I found, so the one that, for some context, the one that me and Anu did together was aerospace, and Anu obviously loved that. But even the equations they were giving in the lectures for this week went straight over my head, and I thought, no, this is way too technical already. I don't want to do this.
I think it was that lecture that they gave us was actually a lecture that I got given in my first year, and it is, I think, one of the few lectures that I actually understood what was going on. So I was like, oh yeah, I've seen these equations before. I vaguely remember writing this down in my little flamingo notebook. Let me go back and check what I wrote.
I do think those weeks were good though. I did quite a few, and it was, especially as we picked a subject that we'd never really come across before, it's very useful to know that you definitely want to spend however many years of your life studying that subject.
No, I agree. I also think it was quite lucky that we both wanted to do the same thing, because I think I wouldn't be anywhere near as motivated to do some of the stuff I did if I didn't have someone to like bounce off it with. So it was nice to be like, oh yeah, I've done this. I'm like, oh, do you want to go and do this again? I'm not like by myself at a random university.
I only really knew what engineering was, though, from you, I think. I think before, like, year 11, I thought that an engineer was somebody who came to your house and fixed your boiler. So I was always very confused why you wanted to do that. Oh, it's very confusing for me. But I remember we had a lecture at school. A lady came in who was a woman in engineering. I don't know where it's from. I don't know if you remember it. But she was trying to promote like going into engineering as a woman. And that's the only point where I went, oh, okay, so I like design, I like physics, I like maths. Maybe I should do engineering.
I feel like I'm low-key the most useless engineer, because anytime anyone asks me a question that is like relevant to engineering, it'll be like, oh, like how, I only recently found out how an engine works, actually. But my mum will have like something wrong with her car, and she's like, oh, you're an engineer, fix it. And I'm like, I'm not that sort of engineer. I can just about design a plane for you. But I think it's not what people imagine it to be. It's like, it's a lot of maths and physics. Yours is a bit more applied than mine is, but I did very little in first year, especially. I did very little like actual applied stuff, like practical stuff.
Yeah, that's why I quite liked my course quite a lot, because everything you do, they don't teach you stuff that is not useful. Like, I don't do much written down maths. You just more do MATLAB. With the pandemic, it's quite interesting how learning has shifted to kind of be more like, especially exams, because they're now testing your learning instead of testing your memory. I think it's really good.
Because having your notes when you've got like equations and stuff really isn't that helpful if you don't understand the actual concept. And I think that actually differentiates between people that have basically just skimmed the lecture and copied down the equations, and people that have actually bothered to listen and like understand what's being taught. Because then when you go to do the exam, your notes are kind of useless, I'll be honest. You're more being tested on like what they actually mean and like applying them to different situations.
Yeah, I think it's a really good shift, and I hope it stays. Because remote exams and open book exams actually make sense when you're able to use the tools that you could use in your career later on or in future scenarios in an exam.
Yeah, no one's ever been to ask you to remember Bernoulli's equation off the top of your head. I mean, you probably would, because it's pretty self-explanatory, but no, it's not like if you were in a job and you forgot the equation to something, you wouldn't be able to Google it. Whereas if you didn't understand the concept, yeah, you probably wouldn't have the time to be sat there learning about it in that moment when you're designing something. That's probably not the most efficient way to work. So I don't know why they haven't done it sooner, to be honest. I feel like some days I just get a bit overwhelmed because I'm like, there's no real structure to my day. So it's not like I go to uni and then I come back and I do my work and it's done. It's just like there's constantly work to do because we just do it in our own time. Like the way Nottingham have done it is they set you lectures, or they lecture recorded basically, and they get released every week. They get released at the start of the week and you have the whole week to learn them, or if you really want, don't do anything and like leave it until the day before your exam. But it's pretty much your own time. They give you all the resources and you just do it. So the only things that I actually go for are my seminars once every like 2-3 weeks. Everything else is just like me coding MATLAB.
We have up days and down days. I feel like remote working. Like some days I sit here and I'm just like, this is awful. I'm just going to, this is bad. Like I'm stuck inside. Great. But then like other days, I'm like, no, actually you're learning better. This is all right. I don't know if it's just me. I haven't gone in at all. I haven't gone in for anything. No. Which is odd, not what was expected. But it's all right. Everything's done on most of my lectures run Teams. So it's kind of live. But I find everyone so silent. I don't know if that's just an Imperial thing. Yeah. So this year I've shifted to, I'm paying $9,000 for this. I want to get the most out of this learning experience. So I've gone from being a very quiet student to asking all the questions, turning up to all the, like everything that I can, just because I want to know what's going on and I want to get my money's worth.
Yeah, I mean, it is fair enough, because $9,000 is a lot to be paying if you're just watching videos. Like I can watch videos in my house on YouTube and don't need to be paying this much money to not be doing that. I feel like the way I'm thinking it is I want to make the most out of like the whole uni experience. So like I've done more clubs and like I've joined more societies, like put on more events that are relevant to engineering, but also like extracurricular stuff. But I just thought like actually make use of the fact that you're at uni rather than like just doing the degree, because at the end of the day you do have to have a life as well.
Yeah, that's something that I think a lot of people struggle with as well. And I think it is harder now. Our workplace is the same place that we sleep. Like it's much harder, but in my calendar I've literally sectioned out hour by hour what I'm doing. So I know that, yeah, like after 5:30 I just shut my laptop off, because you just can't look at a laptop, like a screen, for that long. 9 to 5 is enough.
No, I do my work like in the morning, and then I have like a break in the afternoon where I just relax, have a nap, chill out, and then like in the evening before I go to bed I'll do like a last bit of work. But that way I get a break in my day where I can go out, go to the gym, like do something. I feel like you do need some sort of structure, because hopefully this episode gave you a bit more of an understanding on what it means to be an engineering student and what our day-to-day lives are like. As always, if you enjoyed the episode, please do share it and stay tuned for the next one. Bye!